My last case hadn't gone so hot. When I rounded up a prime suspect, tossed him around just a little, then I pinned the case on him, but it didn't take. In excessive use of force, my boss said. It was one turkey too many for the hires up. They put me on slow roast and kicked me down to a desk job. So when an old friend by the name of Bertrand Brokeback came to me crying about a missing toy from his little museum, I had to beg my boss to let me hunt it down off the clock. I'd also been hitting the bottle like it was my second wife, and my hard-boiled persona gave way to a more modern, wisecracking type. Pretty significant downgrade. I wanted to get my life back on the tracks and let the engine roar, and I sensed that this case was the best way I could get this train to the gravy station. So I teamed up with my old friend, Andy G. Robinson, who had fallen on very hard times. Together, we climbed through this web of intrigue and had our most disturbing case yet. Don't believe me? Listen for yourselves.
Well, Andy, it looks like I've been demoted.
Ah, man, you were too close to the case, see? No,
they were afraid. It was not that. It was about my use of force.
Oh.
On the last suspect. I did not use enough of it.
I see. Think you're some kind of dandy, don't they?
Yeah, no, I didn't slap him around nearly enough, and now I have been put down to a desk job and tracking down parking tickets.
If it makes you feel any better, I don't think you're some kind of Nancy boy. I think you're a good hard man. Good working.
Thank you? Does that mean gay in this time period? Good hard man?
I believe Nancy boy does. I think
means happy in this time period, and good hard man means gay. I think that's how it goes. Okay. I heard you got demoted too.
Ah, see, it was all the cigarettes I'm doing. They fucked up my chest. Doc says I should go on a break, but I figure lucky strikes. That's the key to recovery.
That's true.
Good,
yeah.
For you.
Yeah. No, I've been seeing you've been upping your intake on lucky strikes. Well, we've got a case actually, one that got punted to my desk. That is not worth our time, frankly. Not at all worth our time. In fact, I'm kind of insulted that we were even given the case. I've been on the force for 15 years, but oh well, that gums it. So, we've got to investigate the Maltese butt plug, okay. It has been stolen from the National Museum of Queer History and Queer...
Queer History? Is that... I didn't know those dandy boys were so important. So
oh, no, it's the Museum of... It's the Museum of Weird History, you know, because queer doesn't mean gay in this time period.
Right. Gotcha.
We've got to investigate it, and I've got a few suspects. Do you have any?
Well, why don't you tell me what leads you got, and I'll follow along. I'm a little short on suspects today.
Bertrand Brokeback, the curator of this museum, he referred me to this lady named Rose T. Copeland. So I guess we can start with her.
Bring in the dame. I think we can get some good questions out of her.
All right. Hello, Rose.
Hello, detectives. What can I do you for? A nickel? A penny?
You can stop tickling our funny bones and get serious.
Get serious? Well, that's gonna cost you extra.
All right, Rose, listen. This thingy that I don't know anything about has been stolen from a museum. Do you know anything about that?
This thingy? Well, no, I can't say I've heard anything about that, Mr. Detective.
When was the last time you were in the museum, madam?
The first National Museum of Queer History. Well, my tastes tend towards the exotic, so I visit there perhaps every other week.
Right. Well, do you know anything about the Maltese butt plug?
The Maltese butt plug? That was the exhibit that they brought in the other day. Can't say I know anything about it, Detective.
Ah, you sure? Then why were we recommended to interview you by the head of the curator?
Well, I think that many people suspect a promiscuous woman of everything except what she's actually done.
And what have you done, madam?
We wouldn't have time for me to list it all, Detective.
Ah.
No, I think we do. I think we do.
Yeah, no, I think that's
butt stuff.
Kind of our job here.
We have both been
hand
demoted.
Stuff. Mouth stuff, ear stuff, eye socket stuff. One time it was with a man without an eye.
A man. Mm.
Let's see. Hair stuff. Bone stuff. Both the traditional meaning and just with someone's actual bones.
Hmm. All right, well...
Earlobe stuff, which is separate but related to ear stuff.
Was it the same fellow as the ear stuff?
Woman never kisses and tells.
All right, well, kiss and tell us this. Do you know anyone who might have stolen the Maltese butt plug?
Maltese butt plug? Hmm. Well, I suppose it could fetch a pretty penny on the black market, but...
Who are your sources? Who are your contacts? Talking, ma'am.
I don't have contacts, Detective. I have friends.
Did these friends give us any benefits?
A few.
You seem real friendly with a lot of folks.
Well, let's just say I'm a very gregarious woman, Detective.
Oh, aren't we fancy today? Gregarious.
Well, with the kind of money I make in my trade, you can buy a lot of 10-cent words.
And what? And how much do you haggle with your clients, sir?
Well, that comes after the payment, doesn't it?
Andy, what does gregarious mean? What does gregarious mean?
So would you know? You do.
I dropped out of school in the third grade. I don't know what gregarious means.
Fond of company, sociable. He was a very man. It means being all in the town, man of the town, of the people, going out.
Being
a generous host.
It means it's like gay. Okay, got it. All right. So tell us, Rose T, if that is your name. Who should we go to figure out more about this butt plug on the black market?
Well, I suppose a purveyor of gay goods and services, Detective.
What, you mean Bertrand? I never met him.
Who would be hawking goods for dandy boys and girls in this side of town?
Well, I've never met her myself, but I've heard tell of a fine young woman named Lupe Martinez, who works down on the south side of Trenton.
She Italian?
What you're looking for. Something like that, Detective. Something like that.
All right, Andy, it looks like we're going back to Queens.
Wait, before I go, if you have $2, I'll stick my finger in anything.
You got like a soda bottle? I think that would be funny.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could go down to the soda shop and then who knows what happens afterwards, Detective.
Yeah, I think there's something wrong with this lady. I think we should see her out.
Alright, you're good to go, madam. We prefer women a little classier. This is a bit much. This is some real broad behavior.
That's just a small sample of what you'll be getting if we go to that.
Alright, goodbye. Let's keep this, Let's keep this nice and clean,
folks. Where did we find that poor disabled lady? What was up with her?
I think we were recommended her by the museum. We, needed an initial lead, and she provided us.
She reminds me of the girls my father tried to set me up with back before he knew it wasn't a phase. Anyways, I guess we gotta meet this, Lupe woman? Lupe? You sure that's a dame?
Sounds like a bad case of lupus. I think I'm ready for whatever she, can give us with the... I got that Spanish flu. That'll, keep me down for sick women.
Yo, what the fuck are you talking about, Detective?
Yeah, what was that?
Yo, fuck does that even mean?
Thank you for chiming in, strange Italian woman that we've never met.
Yo, don't fucking look at me! Don't you think you can fucking look at me whenever you fucking want to look at me?
So where'd you come from? Sicily? The old country? Vatican City?
Yo, I'm from Erkland.
I think you're from trouble, madam.
Yo, I'm gonna put you in a fucking hospital if you don't stop it. Yo, you think you can fucking test me?
He's
you think you can fucking
hospital.
Say what all the shit you fucking want to me? I don't fucking think so, buddy.
He's spent the last 3 months in a hospital. He's not afraid of that. You hear that cough?
Yo,
that's a real cough.
Yo, if you fucking cough on me, I'll tear off your fucking fingers.
He has had 3 strokes in the past 3 months.
Yo, I'm gonna fucking put a bag over your head.
I think you could use a bag over your head, madam.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
I don't know whatever they've got on from whatever country you're from, but the woman over there ain't looking good at all.
What the fuck? It's 3 pounds of Botox.
Anyway, What do you know about the Maltese dildo?
I don't fucking know anything. Don't fucking ask me anything.
I think we are in the rights to ask you whatever we need to be asked.
Yo, what? You're not questions. Even a fucking cop. You're just some guy with the office.
Yeah, that is true. I am a desk jockey, and you take photographs for a living now. They're not good photographs. They're really blurry, especially since the third stroke.
Hey, it's.
Yeah, I don't have to do anything you fucking tell me to do.
Look, lady, be reasonable. Just tell us. What do you know about
the Maltese?
Yo,
I don't fucking know anything.
Flow?
What the fuck you coming to me for? I don't fucking know anything.
All right, look, lady, we're risking, there's a huge risk here that we could get in trouble for racism. So why don't you choose your next words wisely and use whatever offensive voice you've got going on to tell us what you know about the Maltese butt plug.
Yo, you know what? That's a good point. We should probably get in and out on this one. Yeah, I don't fucking know anything, detectives. Sometimes if stuff comes off a truck, I take it and I sell it to people, but I don't fucking know anything about breaking into no museum and stealing no artifact.
Oh, that's to say, you're a bootlegger? Is that what you're trying to say, madam?
No, I'm a fucking thief. No, I'm a fucking criminal. What the... not because all people of my ethnic persuasion are, but just me... Personally, I happen to be a fucking criminal.
Yeah, I'm worried that my wallet's going to get stolen, and I'm also worried that this lady's accent is going to start slipping. So why don't you tell us where exactly
I am a criminal. My brother is an accountant. So it's like, you know, we're both doing different stuff. It's kind of like a broad tapestry of humanity.
Oh, so you're English. Okay. Yeah, I thought I recognized that accent. Are you from, like, Northern England?
What the fuck is England? Fuck are you talking about?
Do you know anyone who could help us find this? Because it's been stolen, it can fetch a pretty penny on the black market, and there's little rumor that it could spread some diseases around if we're not careful with it.
You know, I never fucking talked to her, but I heard that this is Chica Racist Betty, who's also gets stuff off the back of trucks, but in a different part of Trenton, and she is... She might know what the fuck you talk about, because she probably goes to more museums than I do, because I'm not a fan of museums. I like orchestras and
you're a thief that
and
likes
operas
orchestras.
More.
And opera.
You know, why the fuck do you think
name.
I keep stealing stuff? I need all the money for orchestras.
So underneath the stereotype, we discover the real character within.
Yeah, I'm like a fucking three-dimensional person essay. Yeah, I have stuff going on in my life besides being Latina.
Oh, so you're Roman?
What?
You're Roman? You said you're Latin. You're Roman?
I've been in Trenton for 5 years. I say I'm not Roman nowhere.
You pay no mind her. I think she's one of the Mexicans.
What the fuck did you just say about me? I'll fucking feed you to a dog.
All right. Well, I can hear the. I can hear. The NAACP is currently staring at us right now, so I think we should head out of town and find this next character who...
Actually, it's the MAACP.
Her
You'll never guess what's the what the M stands for.
Meal.
The
Stop
Mexican
coughing.
Association of Colored People.
Stop fucking coughing.
I'm sorry.
Look, he's got to earn his pension somehow. He's on his last legs. He is not going to be getting any social security check. We don't even have that yet. We don't even have social security anymore. He's got a family of four, and they are going to be penniless. And his wife has already been cheating on him ever since the first stroke. So, look, just give him a break.
That fucking sucks. I'm sorry. I take back all the feeding you to dog stuff.
Oh, thank you. It's no biggie. I'm good. I got it.
You cannot make his life any worse right now.
Anyway, I think we should go see the next Dave.
Yeah, let's see. Hopefully she's a little bit less problematic, as the youngins say. Her name is Racist... I don't know how we keep getting into these situations, Andy. We keep discovering all these racist and racially insensitive characters. Seems like there's a conspiracy out of us to get us in trouble.
It's a big city. A lot of big dames, a lot of big problems.
Andy, you know what? I think this one might go all the way to the top.
Oh, man, again?
Yeah, I think so. I think we might have just found another one that goes all the way to the top. We thought this was a small case, but no. Top, all the way up.
Oh,
all right.
Sorry, is it my turn to come in?
Yes.
I believe so, madam.
So tell us, Racist Betty, why do they call you that?
Oh, please, you can just call me Racist.
Oh, okay. Why did they call you that?
Well, one of them's my first name, one of them's my last name. I'm not sure what you're getting at, Detective.
Have you gotten into any trouble? Been seen with any unsightly characters? Maybe white hood wearing fellows?
White hood wearing... No, I mostly just hang out with people who wear suits and ties, the normal costume of the 1930s.
You're a woman wearing a suit and tie. Sounds a little queer to me.
No, men. Weird. Detective.
So you're not queer, you're fruit.
I wear a polka dot dress with a bow around the middle. Or whatever the fuck people wore now.
Oh, you wore an apron to work.
Yeah, or what the fuck, like an overcoat? I don't know exactly what we wear right now.
Yeah.
But that's what I wear.
You're not wearing pants. Those are for dandy like dames.
Oh, no, never for me, Detective.
I see. Real classy fella.
Well, racist Betty. I don't know.
Betty's my surname. You can just call me racist.
Well, Mrs. Betty, what do you know about the Maltese butt plug?
Not as much as you might suspect, Detective. I'm sorry, I can't be more help. I heard it went missing from the museum, and that is a big shame. I know that some of my strapping, suit and tie wearing men friends were going to go see it.
Can it? I know about your beef with Bertrand. I know why you two don't get along. You're a prime suspect for this case. And Lupe Martinez put the finger on you. So tell me, what do you know about it? For real?
Bertrand doesn't like me.
Bertrand doesn't like you one bit.
I went to his daughter's baby shower. That's very sad to me. I thought we were friends.
Did he invite you? Or did his wife?
No, he's invited me to numerous events over the years. He invited me to his daughter's baby shower. His sister's graduation. I've gone to his cookouts a number of times. That's very sad to me that he doesn't consider
me
a friend.
His cookouts are great.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, this is my partner's quotes, not mine.
Look, Bertrand, don't take it too personal. Bertrand complains about a lot of people when we're on vacation together.
Oh, so this isn't an interrogation technique I'm taking it. This is a real thing he said about me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Oh.
It's not a big deal, though. He says that about everyone. It's more of a him problem than a you problem.
Oh. Well, next time I see him, I'll have to ask him what I did wrong, I suppose.
The point is that he suspects you. Suspects you did it. You stole the butt plug.
Is it because my name is racist?
Yeah, actually, that pretty much my entire reason.
Yeah, I get that more than you might think, sir.
You saying you get a bad name? A bad name from your bad name? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, it's people assume a lot of things when your name is racist that do not reflect your character.
What kind of father names their daughter racist?
A racist one. Luckily, I didn't inherit that, sir.
Oh, this is starting to put the piece together. Okay, so your dad was racist and he wanted you to be racist. Well,
yeah,
if I wanted my kid to be racist, that's just about the last thing I would do.
Yeah, well, he didn't think that, you know, oftentimes children rebel against their parents. He was bullheaded like that. He stuck to his guns and hated the Orientals. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it. My partner here got a flu from that region of the world.
Well, we can't say it came from that region of the world. It's, you know, no one knows where it started. It was just prevalent in the Orient.
Rumor has it was the Portuguese whooping cough that it started out as.
No, the Emperor of Japan took credit for it.
Well, they're a very industrious people, you know. I could imagine that they want to put their name on as many things as possible.
Yeah, the Portuguese are up, up, up. I don't see them going anywhere else through the rest of the 20th century. They're just skyrocketing to the moon.
Sorry, can I go?
We just need a single clue from you, lady.
We're short on leads and long on leads.
Look, every single time we talk to one, you seem like a nice lady. You're certainly much nicer than the last one we talked to. And unlike the first one, I don't think there's something funny with your head. So why don't you just cut to the chase and tell us something we want to hear?
I'm sure
you can be cooperative.
Yeah, I'll try my best, sirs. I don't know anything too much about contraband. I'm a typist for an advertising agency, but my neighbor is actually very racist. If that's anything.
Who is your neighbor?
Her name is Ginger Davis.
Do you know what time she's home?
She's unemployed, so most times.
Ah, I see.
You'll probably find her out front, smoking a cigarette and listening to the Dropkick Murphys.
I see. Then we'll have to give her a stop by.
All right. Well, let's see. Okay, so her neighbor
is... I'm sorry, couldn't be more help.
We appreciate
go away.
Everything.
We don't... You're too nice, okay? You're too nice. This investigation's more fun when it's people we don't like.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, no, it's much more funny. So, why don't you just skedaddle along, Miss... I'll admit, your dad naming you that is really funny.
I'm definitely
going to be telling that.
No, it's gotten a lot of laughs over the years.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Goodbye, detectives. It was a pleasure.
Well, that was a perfectly nice lady. Too bad about her name. And her jawline. Her jawline was a little, left something to be desired. Anyways, let's meet her neighbor. What do you heard of this Ginger Davis lady?
Can't say I have, but I'm not familiar with this part of town, folks.
Yeah,
I'm curious.
Part of the town seems to be a different state, but it's not my place to question these things. So
well, I've been all around the whole tri-state area, so
the tri-state area of New Jersey, New York, and Massachusetts. So yeah, so why don't we just hop on over to this lovely Boston neighborhood and knock on the door?
Yeah, kid, what the fuck do you want?
Oh, okay. So this is the Mexican lady, okay.
Yo, what the fuck? Oh my god, it's the fucking police again, kid. Patrick, it's the fucking police again, kid. Fuck, what the fuck do you want?
Well, we were referred to you as a potential suspect in the Maltese butt plug case.
Oh, is that fucking racist bitch? What are that?
Well, here's the thing. She's not actually racist. It's a little...
Then why is her fucking name that? Answer that, genius.
It's a little,
her
it's a basic principle of comedy. It's, it's a little subversive. Also, her dad...
It's not comedy. She's a fucking person kid. She's not a person kid. She's an adult woman. But she's a... You know what I'm fucking saying?
Well, her dad also named her that because her dad wanted her to be racist.
So my dad named me Ginger, and I'm Ginger now.
Yeah, you are. You are. Red hair.
Blazingly so.
Yeah. He got what he wanted out of that.
He's on the fucking... Names are what you are in your life, kid.
Probably should have named you Millionaire because...
Microprocessor.
Maybe we should have a talk with the father, see if he knows anything, if you've been talking to him, if he won't talk to us.
What the fuck are you talking about? I don't know her fucking dad. I barely know her. She keeps yelling at me, couldn't tell me to turn down the Dropkick Murphys, kid.
Yeah, no, these 78s of the Dropkick Murphys are very, very loud. This old-timey record player that you have.
Well, I lost my fucking hearing getting beaten up by a Vietnamese man. I need to keep it high, fucking asshole.
All right.
How'd that happen to you?
I don't know. Walking down the fucking street, he knocked the shit out of me with a cane.
You got gacked by a...
Okay.
Yeah, fucking... Oh. Cane, you dropped out of a fucking tree or something.
Oh, man, I'm... This is... Being put in a pincer movement right here. I'm sweating. Okay, so let me recollect myself. So tell me, Ginger. Seems like you don't spend much of your time doing anything else but listen to old 78s of Irish folk music. So, what do you know about
this? Yeah, it's
fucking
good as shit. Don't fucking... Well, it's good music. It's good police.
All right. Well,
what can you tell us about museums?
Fucking never been a fan of it. Never go to them. I'm looking at a piece of paper with some shit on it. I can do that anywhere. It's called, fucking the newspaper or signs.
Look, madam, we had to drive a long way up to Boston. You might be familiar. Like that Dropkick Murphy
Never heard of it.
You gotta be giving
us something.
Is that
on the West Coast? What's the fucking deal with that?
I don't know.
All right. Okay. Well, look. We just have one question for you, and that's why did Ginger refer you as a potential suspect in this case? I mean, granted, Rose kind of refers us to Lupe, and then Lupe referred us to Betty, and then Betty to you. But
I don't know who any of these fucking people are.
I think you and Lupe would get along.
Name sounds kind of fucking out there. No, I don't think we get along very well, actually.
You'd be shocked how well you'd get along.
No, I don't think we get along very well.
You would be surprised.
Hey, detective, just fucking trust me on this.
I'm just saying, I'd put 50 cents on it, which is my salary for the last 3
years.
I
don't think she could fucking afford that, though.
I think you and a nice Catholic other day.
What's she gonna do? Fucking stand outside the Home Depot? I don't think that makes you a lot of money, detective.
It's more money than you got. What type of job you got, lady?
Fucking listening to the Dropkick Murphys. Speaking of Dropkick, if you don't stop fucking asking me questions, that's what's gonna happen to you.
And what does your husband
do? Well, look, madam, we need some leads, and we've been walking into a lot of dead ends.
What's your husband do besides smack you around a little, huh?
Fucking, that's the majority. You're right.
All right.
That's like 95% of what he does.
We can protect you from your husband. We can protect you from your husband. We can exchange.
What the fuck are you talking about? Protect me from fucking what? This is just fucking. This is how we do it. This is how the fucking.
This is how our
fucking marriage works.
We can get you a better husband. We can get you a better husband. One that drinks even more and slaps you even harder.
All right, detectives, what do you want to know, kid?
We've been chasing around this damn butt plug all day. And I got nothing. No leads, no nothing. You're the end of the line as far as I know. Got no details about this case, no more suspects, no motive, no nothing. And I just want to know anything that you could possibly know.
I got a fucking dog. Is that something?
We'll take it. Sure. All right. Bring out your fucking dogs.
Detective, you know what the best part of my day is?
What?
What?
For like 5 seconds when your car passes my house. Because for just those 5 seconds, I think that maybe you're going to crash into a tree.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, crashed on the tree on the other side of
and
town.
And die, also.
We didn't die. We just kind of stopped letting Andy drive the car.
Ah, yeah, no, you let me drive and you end up in a ditch.
Andy,
yeah,
that's your name, Andy?
We did.
Andy?
Yeah, armchair Andy.
It's not your fault.
I know.
It's not your fault.
Actually, wasn't his fault. It was the second stroke's fault.
Hey, Andy, it's not your fault.
Thank you, I needed to hear
no,
that.
No, you're not hearing me, It's not your fault.
Are you saying it's your fault, madam?
No, I'm not, I'm telling you, though, it's not your fault.
Okay, I see.
How you like these apples?
I don't. I feel pretty sour, like grapes.
Bring out your damn dog, lady.
Alright, I'm out of quotes I remember from that movie.
They got quotes in movies now? Hello there. You know, I was so desperate for leads that I was like, sure, we'll talk to the dog. I realize how fucking stupid I am right about now. I don't know. I should have said no. I should have said go fuck yourself. Okay.
Alright, you can bring the dog back in.
Wait. What is... The dog's like pointing in a direction, I think. The dog is pointing towards... Dog's pointing back towards New York, so we...
Ramarika Freeman?
Excuse me? Are you the Cookie Monster?
What's that? Timmy in the well? Is Timmy in the well?
No, yeah, it looks like Timmy's in the well. Okay, let's go to the
well. Ramarika Freeman.
Oh. All right, the dog just talked to us. Okay. Timmy's in the well, so that's what you're trying to say,
Shut
right?
the...
Lady, your dog sucks.
I don't fucking know. You fucking take it with you then. I don't fucking want it, kid.
We don't want it either.
Then fucking stop complaining about it.
I'll take the dog.
Oh, okay. You well, I'm not cleaning up after it. That's your responsibility.
You couldn't clean up after it. All right.
Oh, I already make a big enough mess.
Yes, you do. Okay, so, Ramarika Freeman is what you were saying?
Yes, Ramarika Freeman of Trenton, New Jersey.
Is that a place? That's a place? Is that like an establishment? I think I've been there. It's a bathhouse, Ramarika Freeman.
All right.
Timmy's
let's
in
go.
The well. Okay, so it's a purse. All right. Okay. And where is she?
Winton! Winton!
Alright, let's go
Winton
to
Winton!
Okay, we'll go to Trent.
Do you
New
want
Jer- a we'll go to
Trent.
Okay, first, let's stop by the well, though, just to make sure. Just to make sure.
You want a Scooby snack for being a good dog?
I actually prefer a quiche.
Oh.
All right, let's get a drive-through quiche. Let's go to a drive-in steak diner and get a quiche real quick. All right. All right, we're back in Trenton, New Jersey. This only took us about 4 hours on the highway. We got a quiche for 5 cents. And all right, evening's here. Well,
real pricey. You can tell because of the inflation.
Yamanika Freeman. I've never heard of this lady.
Inflation.
Dog's just repeat. Dog's been repeating shit we've been saying all car ride. It's getting
economic downturn.
It is funny. Like I will say, Andy, it is funny that the dog's smarter than you.
I mean, I take offense to that.
Like it might have been on the same level of you, but like the second stroke pretty clearly like knocked you below that.
The failing economic policies of President Herbert Hoover.
That's right.
Is that
Robert
why the quiche
Hoover.
Was
Good
5 cents?
Okay.
Put you in a Hoover Town doghouse when we get home.
All right. Well, look, let's talk to this Yamanika lady. And here she's a...
Hopefully she's not a problematic name.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm getting worried, you know. After that slip-up you had and after Lupe Martin. Oh, I'm really worried about this one. Okay. Let's bang on this door.
Don't bang too hard. Don't want to... make it seem like we're bringing trouble.
We are bringing trouble. I have a stroked out reporter on my left and I have a talking dog on my right. This is trouble. Miss Freeman.
Yeah, what do you want?
Is that your voice?
Yeah, the one I talk with.
You sure?
We got some questions for you.
Your name's Yamanika Freeman?
Yeah.
Do you have like a twin who's also named you?
No, twins wouldn't have... If I had a twin, it wouldn't be to have the same name. That's not what people do with twins.
It also wouldn't have, like, a different race. Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Yeah, they you kind of...
Wait,
this
what's
is
this about?
Freeman, is this Yamanika Freeman of Trenton, New Jersey?
Well, we're in Trenton, New Jersey, right?
Right.
Then yes, this is Yamanika Freeman of Trenton,
New
Jersey.
Could be in Jersey City. You don't know that.
All right.
No, I know because I've lived in Trenton for the past 31 years.
She does know that. Okay. All right, get back in the fucking car. I'm bringing the dog out instead of you. Okay. Yamanika, this talking dog we have says that you're connected to the Maltese butt plug case. What do you know about that?
So you finally came for me, huh?
Oh, yes, we did.
I thought as much.
This is not... Hey. Detective, this is between me and the dog. So,
let's let them hash this
after
out.
All these years, you finally come in for revenge, huh? And he deserved it, too.
What kind of trouble are we looking into? We're trying to keep the peace here.
She's just mad that I killed her old partner.
What?
He had it coming. He was the way he was treating women in that downtown there. He was asking for trouble, and someone was gonna give it to him.
Was the partner another dog?
Yes, the partner was another dog.
It'd be cooler if it was a cat.
If I know how this dog plays, she'd never team up with the cat.
All right. Look, Yamanika. You've got some unresolved issues with our talking dog here that you clearly need to work out some other time. But in the meantime, Maltese butt plug. What you know about it?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Got stolen from the museum.
Yeah, that's what we've been investigating for the past 8 hours.
If you ask me, it's those Japanese, not in a racist way, but just in a way where I've been investigating their policies. I read the newspapers, and, you know, first they create this virus that's killing newsmen left and right. Next they're trying to come in, take our priceless artifacts.
Hey,
I wouldn't put it past them.
Hey, he's holding on. He's holding on. He's got another few good months in him.
Oh, does your friend have the virus?
He's got some.
No, I got real bad, unfortunately.
Who would have thought that being a detective in the 1920s means you have to hear a lot of racial slurs? Who would have? Look, we need a name, an idea, a motive, something.
You want my opinion?
Sure.
Yeah.
You go to her, you're gonna find what you're looking for. Her name is Madoka Nippany. She lives down the street in the strangely two-dimensionally animated house that doesn't look like any of our real houses and the rest of the
street. That's in the Japanatown district.
Yeah, it's in Japanatown.
She got any of them herbal remedies for the cough that I've been having?
I doubt. I think you're gonna die, and I am sorry about that.
Can't hurt. I mean, look, it cannot hurt to ask at this point. It really can't hurt.
Yeah, I mean, you can ask. I don't know how good an answer you're gonna get.
All right. Well, we'll go to that 2D town over there, but we're keeping our eye on you,
Bailey. Yeah? If I ever see you in this neighborhood again, your blood debt won't save you.
I got a little freaked out by this dog. It's clearly... All right, Andy, look, we got this case to solve. When we do that, can we figure out what the fuck is going on with this dog when we're done with this? Like, can we see a priest or something?
I mean, maybe. You were the one who wanted the dog. This seems like my responsibility.
I'm, like, curious at this point what is going on with this thing.
All right, let's go get that dog.
This is starting to make me think evolution might be real.
Let's head over to town and see what we can find.
That's the theory.
Okay, it's called Japanatown. You cannot call it that.
I'm sorry. Let's go over to Japanatown, see?
All right, okay, so... all right. God, this place is so... I gotta say, like, I like all the pastel colors in this town. It's very, it's a very nice break from the black and white scenery of the rest of the world. On the other hand, not really a huge fan of the way I'm moving right now. There's a weird rigidness to it.
Yeah, moving like one of them cartoon characters.
Very flat, very, but like cartoon. It's like a cartoon, but Walt Disney didn't make it. It's like a...
Yeah, no, I see what you mean.
Yeah, all right.
Like one of them Fleischer shorts.
Yeah, exactly. I have not seen any of those. Okay, let's knock on the door.
Arigato, Detective-san!
Alright, we gotta get out of this one in like a minute 30 tops. Alright, what the fuck is this? Okay, Andy, I don't like this. I know I'm supposed to be like this kind of wisecracking detective. I know I'm supposed to be like the wisecracking detective here, but like this is actually freaking me out. I think we're like, I don't want to do this anymore. Who are you?
You speak English? You got some questions we need to ask.
Moshelan.
Right, we got two questions. Pull it together. Two questions for you. One, did you do Pearl Harbor? Two, do you know anything about the Maltese butt plug?
Yatta. Yada yada.
All right, answer them both.
Yatta to the first one. Yada yada to the second one.
Bailey? Little help? Bailey?
She said, yes, I did it to the first one, and oh dear to the second one.
Okay, good. Thank you, Bailey. What should we do?
Bring her in for more questioning.
No, nothing but that.
Nani?
I do not want to see this one. No, never again. Just make something up. Tell us someone to some place to get. Please.
Okay.
Just anything. Who?
Kyotsukete.
What is going on? There's all these weird, like, stars and hearts everywhere now. I don't like this.
Hey, Detective-san.
Okay, you know, we're out of here. We're going.
Detective-san, Doki Doki.
We're talking to Jeannie.
Do you have any herbal remedies?
I don't care if she fucking cures you. We're not. No. We're getting out of here. Okay.
All right.
We are never crossing paths with that character again.
Sugoi.
No, you're not. No, go home. Go home to your.
Ganbatte.
I see like another boy who is 14 but looks 25 walking your way.
You got the detective's on.
Okay, I think we. What part of town is this?
It's Japan. It's Japanatown.
Yeah. No. I hope I never have
you
to.
You speak English?
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
I've been saying hi. I've been trying to cooperate with your investigation.
No, you have. Look, whatever you're doing, it'll never take off. Never.
Odosai.
All right, just look. We just need to know. I personally, being in your presence makes me feel extremely uncomfortable. But
it'll never take off, like one of them kamikaze fighters. I guess they don't land properly.
That's all right. That's your best material, solid. You know. Okay, but look, can we?
Onne.
This shit again. Okay. Who am I supposed to talk to right now? I'm gonna make the fucking dog choose who we're going to see next if one of you doesn't stop doing this shit.
Hey, talk to the mayor, son.
The mayor.
Hey, let me take that again. That came off a little too bad. I feel like I've been walking the line. That one actually felt like it was a little much.
Okay.
Hey, talk to the mayor, son.
All right, let's go see the mayor.
All right, yeah, let's see the mayor. Do we really need to have this whole episode in order to know to talk to the fucking mayor? Whatever, I don't care. Let's go.
I think we need our other connective tissue. We need to glue this case together. Andy, so unfortunately, she's a necessary part.
Andy, give me 20 lucky strikes.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Why'd you let me behind the wheel? That was a bright idea.
I didn't even have a stroke this time, buddy.
Well, jeez, detectives! You think you can drive better than that?
What? Ah, oh, accident with someone. All right. And they took my gun, so I can't kill the. We can't kill him. Okay. All right. Look, we'll just talk it out. Hi, Mrs. What's your name?
The name's Jeannie Stewart.
Jeannie Stewart.
And this
Stewart,
is no time for introductions, detective.
Look, I'm sorry. Look, my partner is very ill, and I really should not have let him get behind the wheel of the car, but...
I should say so! You killed my husband, you see!
Oh,
shit.
I don't think
we can take him to the hospital.
He's already dead! He's not gonna do anything!
Well, then we can call the morgue, and maybe that'll help get some coverage over here. See?
I would appreciate that, detective.
Wait a minute. Hang on a sec. Let me check something. Someone cut our brakes, Andy. Turns out you got another couple weeks left in you.
I still got payments on that car. What the hell?
Well, geez, detectives, you think this is some kind of conspiracy?
I think so. I really think this one goes all the way to the top.
Say, haven't I seen you somewhere before, detective?
No. No.
No, I saw you in that bathroom with all the holes cut out of it, see?
No. I was just there to have a fist fight with my friend.
A fist fight? That's not what it sounded like you were doing, detective.
It was definitely a fist fight.
And now I think you're clear as a $3 bill, detective.
I think you're stealing my shtick, see?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, see?
I think you should. I've been falling off the celebrity parodies today, but seems a little.
Andy, I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, all right, we've got two options. One, we can kill you, or two, you can tell us something we want to hear. All right,
how are we gonna kill him? We don't have the gun.
Your clues aren't here. They're in Belle's house. They're in Madoka's house. They're in Ginger's house.
So we gotta go back to all the houses that we went to before.
They're in Bailey's house.
Let's just go to the mayor. They're in
Rose's house. They're in the mayor's house, you see.
Yeah, let's just go to the mayor. I'm not going back to all these houses.
No, I don't.
I've got 11 minutes till retirement. I'm not gonna keep this going. We're going straight to the mayor's office.
All right, well, I guess I gotta bring my husband to the morgue then.
Yeah, you need any help with that?
We can give you a
look. I got it. It's not the first one.
There's a story there for sure.
I'm attracted to bad drivers, you see.
Yes, you are, it sounds like. All right, well, good luck on whatever you're doing, Jeannie Stewart. Hope everything goes well for you.
It won't. My husband's dead.
Well, probably only go up from here. Nah,
plus, my legs are broken, so now I'm going to have to be in my house for an extended period of time, you see.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a lot you can do there.
Not much. Oh, I only have the one coming. Window.
Yeah, we've got that heat wave coming, too. Oh, that's gonna be terrible. Say hi to your neighbor for me. I'm gonna head out.
All right. See you, detectives.
What have we got today? What have we got?
You know, I gotta say, she doesn't know anything about me. I just want to say, like, she... What was a woman doing in a men's bathhouse anyways? That is the real scandal here, okay? All the boxing I do in my own time is my own... What is a woman doing at a men's bathhouse? That's the real question. I'm just saying...
You don't know what
James I'm just pointing that out. I'm just asking the questions here. What do you think, Bailey?
The ringer.
The Timmy's in the well? Timmy's in the well?
The mayor's in the well?
Mayor's in the well?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, we're going to the mayor's office, which we already decided, like, 5 minutes ago. All right, sure. You want a piece of quiche first? Want a piece of quiche?
Yeah, I want a piece of quiche.
Want a quiche?
Yeah, I want a quiche.
All right, let's get it. Let's get Bailey a quiche, and then we'll go to the mayor's office.
Okay. Did we give him all of the quiche last time? Do we have any leftovers?
No, he ate the leftovers.
Damn. Gotta give this pooch a diet treatment.
Look, I'm afraid to do anything regarding this animal that it doesn't want. I'm really kind of nervous about its whole deal. So let's just give it a slice of quiche.
All right.
Get another little, like, wipe fade over, and then we're in the mayor's office. Mr. Mayor.
The mayor will see you now, honey.
I'm
the secretary. I'm not a crucial part of this investigation. I'm just here to facilitate you getting into the office and seeing the mayor.
Have you ever, considered a career in radio, Miss Secretary?
No, they don't let me do that.
Okay, good.
They don't let me talk to anyone except for people seeing the mayor. If I try to talk to someone on the street, I get beaten with a shovel.
Frankly, ma'am, I think you still talk to too many people. All right, mayor's gonna see us now?
Yeah, the mayor will see you now.
All right. Hello, Mrs. Mayor. Oh, shit. I thought it was a little weird that we had a female mayor in the 1920s.
Bring him in, Myrna.
Myrna?
Whatever you say, Maya. So, you finally caught on, did you, detective? Or should I say, private eye?
We did, okay, for starters, we were not even close to catching on anything. We've just been, like, going from door to door all evening. Really, it was like the gun in the back of the head. Like, we had no clue until that happened.
I see. It was a strategic miscalculation on my part, then.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we're going to die anyways, so it's probably not, but, you know, it's...
So I bet you're wondering how I did it, aren't
you,
detective?
Sure, yeah, sure.
Why'd you do it?
Well, you see, me and Bertrand go way back. Back when he was just a docent. He crossed me for the first time. I was an up-and-coming political scion. And he thought he could get into my good books by starting a romantic relationship with me. Even though he was gay as a $3 bill. Is that... Myrna, am I using that right? No, it's queer.
I think it's as queer as a $3 bill.
What she said.
Since $3 bills are weird, so they're queer as a $3 bill. Oh shit!
They're also gay though, because if I saw someone paying with a $3 bill, I'd be like, that's a gay thing to do.
So they're happy.
Sure, detective. Whatever you say. So he strung me along for 2 years of loveless, passionless sex, and whispered nothings in the ear that were nothing more than lies. So I decided once I had the power, I'd take my revenge. I'd send my goons in right as his museum was having its biggest exhibition ever and steal the piece de resistance so that he would fall into obscurity. But you see, when I got there, it was already gone, detectives.
Who got it first?
It's already gone.
Oh, hey, what's up, guys?
Not again!
Oh, what? Where? Oh, shit, it's you guys from the last time.
Son of a bitch.
Hey. I didn't go to jail for the last one. That's fucking crazy, right? I got a really good lawyer.
Yeah, you did, and it also didn't help that we completely bungled the case.
Yeah, the chain of evidence was just fucking unreal in that one.
Yeah, no.
You were like
tossing
it across to each other. I saw the pictures. My lawyer was got a lot of details. What's up?
Are you looking for the easiest mistrial in history? Yeah, we're looking for the person who stole the Maltese butt plug.
Oh yeah, it's right here.
Great job hiding the evidence, ma'am.
It was tough to fit up there. I got a very tight one.
Ew. Andy, look, in future investigations, there's two things. One, we need to make sure that Ty didn't do it. She's always going to be the first one we ask.
You got to come to me, like, immediately, because it's usually me.
That is true. Yeah.
That sounds like
and
a good
two,
point.
And two, we've got to stop investigating gay noir-related things.
We do.
Like,
these are a little...
Yeah, I don't know how much juice this has left.
You know,
probably
you know
only
what
like
else
one more.
We need to go. You know what else we can agree on in the future?
What?
Let's never go back to Japantown.
No more Japantown. Even like that that Mexican lady was pushing it a little.
Oh, did you guys go to Japantown?
Yeah, it was fucking terrible.
There's a really good sushi place down there. Oh, you guys don't know what sushi is yet. There's a really good place down there that serves Japanese food.
Can you get a good steakhouse over there?
Yeah, is there any lead?
Yeah. Now, they actually, surprisingly, you would think it's mostly like fish and rice and stuff. They do have pretty good steak.
You got any asbestos?
I mean, it's the 30s. Everywhere is asbestos.
I think we've
got... You know
what
I hate about Japanese steak, though?
What?
It loves crashing a helicopter into stuff.
Hmm.
That's a great joke. That's a silly joke. That's a funny one.
What do you think, Bailey?
I've heard better.
Me too.
You want another quiche?
If you got quiche left, yeah.
All right,
let's go. Let's go.
Andy, this was the strangest case we ever had, and I hope that before the next case you aren't dead in a ditch somewhere. Statistically, you will be, but... I don't know, maybe we've got one more in us.
Oh, shit, do I go to jail this time, or are
There's
we also...
There's really no point. Just put it back, please.
Nah.
Please just put it back.
Nah.
Please, like, I'm really trying to impress this guy.
I don't think I'm
going to
do that.
I'm really trying to impress this
guy. All right, fine. I'll put it back. Wink.
All right.
Till next time.
Can't believe that wily dame did it again. She got away. The mayor just let her walk out. He let us all walk out since he hadn't actually done anything illegal, but I think he was just really freaked out by the talking dog. Me, Andy, and Bailey went out for dinner after that. Had a few milkshakes before we all turned in. I messed up the case real bad, at least I thought, but my boss liked my initiative. He told me that I should become a private detective, with Andy as my assistant. I told Andy this, and he got so excited we had to spend another night in the hospital. What can I say? The man's like a cockroach. Just won't die. When the doctors operated on him, they pulled out a whole pack of cigarettes out of his lungs. Worst case of lung cigarette they'd ever seen. Most stories don't have happy endings, but I got one. I put down the bottle and resolved to return to my classic self. Less Fletch, more Marlowe. Which is a shame, because this is way more effort.